So, Lee Iacocca wants to buy American Motors because of Jeep.
He really only wanted Jeep originally. He got sucked into buying the whole company, but he didn't want that. He just wanted to buy the Jeep brand. And but he wasn't. He found he couldn't get it that way from the new Renault chairman.
Right. So Lee Iacocca became very famous in our country. He had that kind of personality that was outgoing, and he was probably on Larry King and all those kind of things. You were around him. Talk to us about what kind of a person he was up close.
Well, Lee Iacocca was actually, no one would guess it, but he was quite an introvert. He was able to give a performance in front of an audience or with news people and telling them his story and his vision and so forth. But as far as friends, he kept a very, very small circle of friends who came all from the Philadelphia district, sales district, where he was. And he brought them up to Detroit, and then he helped move them up. And wherever he went, he took those people with him in every step of the way, because he knew them, he knew what they could do, and he just brought them everywhere he went. And in fact, he ended up taking them to Chrysler when he left Ford. Now, that's because he wasn't comfortable with new people. And, you know, there's a question. If I always feel that if you're a great manager, you can go in, take the people that are there, and, you know, get them focused on what you want done and get them to be part of a team. And you don't have to bring all your buddies with you to be able to do that. And I think that's a, to me, that's a more, satisfying way, and feel that you have got the ability to really to do something instead of always having to drag your other folks around. And when he would go to and he practiced, and he had people come in that were, you know, experts in elocution and in approaches and writing, and he worked hard at, he would practice a speech, and he would be rewritten, and it would be this and that. And he, when he got in front of a group, he was mesmerizing. And his ability to, you know, be bigger than life. You'd go to a dealer convention, and it'd be a couple thousand people. And if you were a bird up high, you'd look and you'd see, like, the waves moving. And he's walking through, and he's got his cigar, and he's ramrod straight, and he's walking through, and he's nodding to these people and shaking occasional hands. And, you know, it was like, you know, the emperor was moving through. But he really was shy that way. Now, my wife and I traveled with he and his wife a lot, because I had a 3-year stint as the international vice president for Chrysler. And it was kind of ironic, because the only international they had at that time was American Motors International, where we were building Jeeps. Chrysler used to have one, but as part of the government refinancing Chrysler earlier, they made them divest of all of their international operations. So they really had only U.S. So Iacocca loved to travel, and he loved to meet people. And the reason is that he was treated almost like Secretary of State of the United States. He'd come into a place, and the prime ministers would ask to have him, visit for a state dinner, and he would go to those. I was with him. My wife had put my passport, taken my passport out of my briefcase, and had put it in the hotel safe. And I didn't know that. And I was taking him to see a new plant that we had built in Austria. And and I found out on the way I didn't have my passport. Now, I'm in charge of these plants and these operations, and if I can't get into the country, but when we land, private plane, the Gulf Stream, we go through where customs is, and everybody, all kinds of people are there to see Lee Iacocca. And I'm just staying close to him, and I don't show a passport or anything going in, going out, going back to Germany. I mean, it was like, holy moly, you're traveling with a celebrity.
He was your passport.
That's right.
Yeah. Charisma, that's what you call charisma, isn't it?
That's it. And so, it's amazing because you would think he would be. Now, when he's with his friends, he'd let his hair down, his language was really salty. And, I heard quite a bit of it when he had these other people around him. And one morning we were there to take him to meet with Gianni Agnelli in Rome, and I was there with Steve Miller.
Who was he, Agnelli?
Gianni Agnelli was the patriarch and head of Fiat and all the things that Fiat owned, like Lamborghini, etc. He was a number Ferrari rather, and he was like Lee was. He was that way in Europe. Wherever he went, he was again, next to the Pope. He was probably the next rock star there, and we got there early because we didn't want to. You always want to be ahead of time, and there were one of his wife's friends, the kind of people those, when you got 55, 60-year-old women in mini skirts, and they've had all their beauty
facelifts
on. They, these are different people. These are California people because his wife was from California. And there was one couple that had to go to Rome to catch a plane, and they were going to leave early. And they got in an argument in their room.
Who now?
This is this couple. In the house, in the Iacocca bought a villa in Italy. And this is in the villa on the second floor, there were a bunch of bedrooms. And this couple, friends of his wife, who were going to go to the airport, got into an argument and started yelling at one another. And we're waiting for Lee, to come down to leave to go to Rome for this meeting. And all of a sudden, we looked up. We were down in like the foyer. We looked up. Here comes Lee out of his bedroom with his robe on. And he yells out, "Will you two shut the up?" you get to see, a different side. But, he liked to get together with his friends and play cards. But, the other people were there, he knew, but he was never really bonded with anybody else.
But he had to like you. I mean, he traveled with you, kept you close, and family. I mean, you're the couples. So the two of you struck it off. I mean, if he didn't like you, he wouldn't have you that close, would he?
Well, no.
Because he wasn't forced to have you there.
Well, he wasn't forced, but in a way he was, because I was in charge of international. Okay, right. So it's hard for him to go in without me to talk to distributors. We had a distributorship operation in Europe, and he'd like to go to Europe, and that's how we sold cars. We sold cars to a distributor who in turn put up warehouses for parts and put their own dealer network in place. And these people are very wealthy people, well-connected. Mm-hmm.